meantime, we know that it will not be long, and we'll be going home. We know home going is very close. And we just come together to encourage ourselves and warm ourselves and remind ourselves of the things that has been given to us, and to keep pressing on the upward way. So let's read the portion of the scripture and just encourage ourselves or remind ourselves of some few things from the word of the Lord for our day. Let's read from the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 25. Exodus 25. Verse 8, 9, verse 40. Shall we hear the word of the Lord? And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instrument thereof, even so shall ye make it. Verse 40. And look, that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Shall we please be seated? Praise the Lord. So we bless the name of the Lord for this opportunity given to us to come together and to fellowship in his name. He taught us, and we have been taught, that where two or three are gathered in his name, he will be there in their midst. So we know that he's here with us. And just to remind ourselves of a few things from the scriptures and also the message as it has been delivered to us by the prophet of God. I want to speak on the pattern. As Moses was told, the Lord told him in their journey to the promised land as they've come out of Egypt, from the land of bondage. And then they come in this wilderness, and the Lord spoke to them. He called Moses, and he spoke to Moses, and he told them, I want you to make me a sanctuary that I might dwell in the midst of my people. And then the Lord specified and told them what and what should be brought to him. Amen. Not what they want to bring to him, but what he wants them to bring to him. Not what they want to do, but what he wants them to do. And it is always that way. Not what we want to do, and not how we want to do it, but the way he wants to be done. Because that is his house. Amen. So now he told Moses, and he brought him up and he on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. And he spoke to Moses, and he specified to him what and what should be brought to him, and who to do what. So once again, not what I want to do, but what he wants me to do. For he has a purpose for everything. He has a purpose for your life. He has a purpose for my life. He has a purpose for the family. For each and every one of us. And it is needful for us to find out where he wants us to be. What he wants me to do. Not what I want to do. Not how I want to do it. But what he wants me to do, not what I want to do. It's very, very important to find your place. To find what he wants you to do. Amen. And if you find, Brother Branham said, it's good to find out from God, what did you bring me here for? And then when you find it, then you do it and do it well. Because whatever we are doing, the prophet said, we should be the best. Do your best. And be the best. If you want to be a lazy person, then be the best lazy person. Oh, yeah. Like he told Brother Billy Paul when he was here, he said, If you want to be a boom, he said, be the best. Don't ever work one day in your life. So whatever we are, we must do our best. When it comes to worship, let's worship the Lord. Whatever we are doing, if you want to clap your hands, let's clap it. Let's sing. Let's praise him. Because mortal life is just once. We'll just be mortal once. So while we have this opportunity in this mortal season, let's give our best. Serve the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength. Serve God. Play your part. The prophet said, and you will never lose your reward. He said, even if you are the last finger here, you will never, even the fingernail, you will never lose your reward. But you just have to play your part and play it well. It is of great, great, great importance for us to know, each and every one of us, what does he want me to do? And when you recognize your position, that is your power. And if you don't know where you are, listen, I said, the lion is very strong, is the king of the forest, but it's not the king of the ocean. If he gets to the ocean, that is his end. He's very strong, he's very powerful, but it's in the forest. If he moves to the water and to say he wants to cross ocean, he will die there. Because that is not his position. So everyone must find his position, for your position is your power. Praise the Lord. Oh, may God help us. And so here God spoke to Moses, and then he showed him the pattern of things that were in heaven and what he wanted actually to be done for him. For he is a God of order. Praise the Lord. And so he said, look, Moses, come here. And then he showed him all these things and the materials that should be brought to him. And he said, let this one bring this one. Speak to the children of Israel. Let them bring me an offering. Bring this and bring that and bring this and bring that. And he will not demand from us what he has not provided for us. So whatever he was asking from them, because he has already provided for them, and he knows they can provide it. He knows they can give it back to him. And God gives us, and he wants us to give it back to him. He gave us our lives, he gave us everything. But then he said, we to give back our lives in service unto him, presenting our lives unto him, as a sacrifice unto him. We give him back what he gave to us. May God help us. Hallelujah. And so here he spoke to Moses and then after he showed him everything, what is there, and then he specified, let this one do this for me. Let this one do this for me. Let this one do this for me. And then he told Moses, see to it that you do it according to the pattern that was shown to thee on the mount. In other words, don't add anything to it. And don't take anything from it. In other words, don't use your opinions. And don't use your ideas. In other words, don't put your feeling into it. Leave it alone. And a pattern is something that has been made to be copied. To serve as a model. To copy it. You don't add to a pattern. You don't change the pattern. You just copy it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just copy it. Don't touch it. And that's why when you go, you have you want to sew your dress or whatever you want, you take the pattern and then you look at it, say, I like this pattern, and then you put it on a piece of cloth and then you cut it. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you are not supposed to add anything to it. And Brother Bram told us, what the church was at the beginning is the pattern. What it was at Pentecost is the pattern. He said, no matter what the theologians will say, God has not changed it. Because his first decision remains his last decision. When God decides to do something, He stayed with it. That's why the Alpha Commission is the Omega Commission. He is the first and he is the last. He said, I am God and I change not. Praise the Lord. So, stay with the pattern. Don't move away from it. Don't add to it. Because whatever the Lord does, the book of Ecclesiastes 3 says, whatever the Lord does, it abideth forever. He said, nothing can be added to it and nothing can be taken to it. That's why he told us that God demands that which is past. He said, there is no new thing in heaven. Whatever God decides to do, he keeps on doing it. He does not change. That's why we can rely upon God, because he's the unchangeable God. His ways are unchangeable. His first decision remains the last decision. For he said, I am God and I change not. And I tried to read the scriptures, and after he has spoken to Moses and show him what to do, and the tabernacle that is whatever was in heaven, and he said, okay. And as he was going, Moses was leaving. After God had shown whatever God showed to him on the mountain, and he was leaving, and then he said, excuse me, Moses. Verse 40 said, see to it, look to it. He said, Moses, look to it, see to it, make sure you do it according to the pattern that is shown to you on the mountain. Say to it, don't add to it, don't take to it, don't use your ideas. Because Moses himself was a builder in Egypt. A very smart person. A very smart person. He was a professor in Egypt. He was a teacher there. He built, a lot of things, mansions or whatever, for the pharaohs and this and that. He did it over there. But here, God said to him, hey, be careful. Don't add your idea. No matter how it looks funny to you. No matter how it looks nonsense to you. No matter how it looks what kind to you. No matter what you feel about it. See to it that you do just what I show to you on the mount. For as it is in heaven, so must it be on the earth. It's my house, not your house. It's my tabernacle, not your tabernacle. So God gave him all that he needed. God instructed him. Just like God instructed Noah to build the ark. He gave him the length, the breadth, the height, and he told him how he should do it and what material he should use. See to it that you do it according to the pattern. And the material that God told Noah to use for the ark was very foolish to the wise men. That gopher wood, very light wood. But God told him, you just take it. And then when you take it, cut another tree, beat it out, and use this one to support this one, to fasten this one, to make this one, to fill this one. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is in control.
Amen.
He rules in the affairs of men.
Amen.
He knows what is happening. What is happening in America? What is happening in Africa? God is in control over everything. President, whoever ruler, God is in control. There is nothing that is out of kilter. Our God is in control. He rules in the affairs of men. We might not understand things and why should this be and why should that be, but the great Jehovah, the great Almighty, he's in control. Just like in the days of Pharaoh, just like in the days of Herod, when Herod gave the command that all men should go to their cities and their regions and their this and that and that and that. Oh, what is that? And people were not comfortable with it. And there was schisms and there was complainings and there was this and there was that. But somebody was controlling it. There was a supreme being. There is a mighty God. The great one was behind it because somebody was out of place. Some believers were out of place. Joseph and Mary were out of place. And it has already been spoken. And it has been prophesied. Oh, Bethlehem, I don't know the least. I'm on the tribes. Out of this shall come the governor. And Mary and Joseph were far away. And the only thing that would make them to get back to the place, their rightful place, was that decree from the president, from the head of state, from Herod. Oh, how many people might have cursed Herod? How many people said, God will punish this man? He's messing our lives. He's messing our families. He's messing our business. But the Lord Almighty was behind it. Amen. To get somebody in the right place. To get a Joseph and a Mary in the right place. For the word to be made flesh. For the word to be born. For the word to come to the right place. Hey, he rules in the affairs of man. Our God does it. Also, that we want everything, you know, smooth and this and that. But God has his own plan. And he's working according to his plan, not our plans. And Mary and Joseph, they have to go. They just have to go. There was no way for them not to go. They just have to go. So everybody must go. And they just got there on the right time, at the right time. And he made sure that all the inns were full. Or sometimes you think when we are in the will of God and we are sons and daughters of God, everything should just be smooth for us. Everything should just fine and fine and fine and fine. But he has his own plan. And the inn was closed, and this one was closed, and this one was closed. And they were forced to go where they never thought they would be. Because no mother, no young woman like Mary will want to give birth in a stable. And in a manger. Place his baby. His first, her firstborn. To be placed in a manger, in a stable. Nobody would want to do that. But she was forced. The situation, God created the situation for the word to be fulfilled. For the word to be placed at the right place. And God always creates situation to bring his word to pass. He does things in our lives we don't understand. Things happen that we don't understand. Why should it be? Why should it this? But our God, he has told us all things working together for good to them that love him. Amen. Them that are called of his will and for his purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. How great is our God. Amen. He does that so that no man should boast. To keep us humble. To take away pride and self out of us. To remind us that we are men and he is God. Praise the Lord. Oh, his ways are past finding out. That's why we just have to commit our lives and commit our ways into his hands. And we say, Lord, not my will, but let thy will be done. Guide me, great Jehovah. Lead me the way to go. Surrender to his leadings, to his guidance. Amen. and he will lead us right. He will give us, he has said in his word, he will bring us to an expected end. Hallelujah. For I know the thoughts I think of you. I know the plans I have for you. They are plans of good and not of evil. God's plan for his children are plans of good. Hallelujah. And it will bring us to an expected end. My end will be glorious. Your end will be glorious. The end of the bride is glorious. Wonderful end. Or we share the throne with him. We share the throne with him. Listen. When it comes to throne, nobody wants to play with the throne. It's throne. Even the animal kingdom, they don't play with their domain. The lions and everyone have their own kingdom. The king, when he's there with his family, if somebody comes, it's a brutal fight. The animals fight to preserve their kingdom, to subdue everybody, to make sure they are in control. When it comes to the kingdom, when it comes to the throne, no. That's why Satan was casted out. When he wanted to make his throne above the stars and this, and God said, not here. Not here. Out. I can't share throne with you. When Pharaoh exalted Joseph to a position, not to his throne. You are Joseph, you rise to this point, but not to the throne. When Ahasuerus, in the days of Ahasuerus and Haman, and the king met Haman, and Haman was sitting on the bed where Esther was sitting. He said, what? You want to sleep with my wife here? It was trouble for him. But we'll share the throne with him. The throne that he has refused everybody, Satan, whatever, we are the one going to share the throne. Praise the Lord. He's in control. You might not understand our things. We might not understand all things, but he is in control. He rules in the affairs of men. Hey, he can do anything for one little boy, for his elect. He can destroy anything, mess up, scatter, to get one child to come out. When Hitler and Eichmann and the Mussolinis rose up, and just killing here and there, he just wants his word to be fulfilled, to drive the Jews back to the promised land. He caused wars, things to happen, to bring the elect out. He can go to any length, to bring his children out. He's God. He said, because one soul worth 10,000 of this world. 10,000. One soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To get his children out. To protect his elect. To bring them to where they have to be. And sometimes he allows situations and things to happen to drive us on our knees. Yes. So that we can look up to him. Like he threw Paul, threw Saul out from that big horse, threw him down. So that he can look up to him. May God help us to yield our members, to surrender our members unto him that loves us. Oh, and wash us from our sins in his own blood. Oh, that we can say, unto him be the glory. Unto him be the honor, be the adoration. He is worthy to be worshipped. worthy to be praised. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God is so great, and our God is so good to us. Stay with the pattern. Don't add to it. No, he doesn't want it. That's why in the Garden of Eden, he spoke to Cain. Can't you see what Abel has done? Why don't you do what Abel has done? With that shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. The only thing that will bring them back into fellowship is through the blood. He said, why don't you do what he has done? The prophet said, Cain was too proud to humble his pride. God gave a pattern, and he wanted the pattern to be followed. He didn't want it to be added to. He didn't want it to be taken from. And so he told us in the scriptures and the message how Moses had this pattern to be that tabernacle. And to the days of David. And David, oh, wanted to build that tabernacle. He wanted to build a place for God. Yeah, and he prepares everything. And then God said, no, you will not. You will not build me that tabernacle. Since I brought your fathers, did I ask anybody to? Did I tell anybody that I was feeling cold? So they should get me a place to stay? No. He said, I admire you. That's fine. But you will not do that for me. Your son will do that. Your son will do that for me. I begin to think about what I said. Man, God is great. If I were God, if I were him, in that David to let Bathsheba, Solomon, how can Solomon look at the mother? Look at what happened to her. How would have been written off? Who would have anything to do with her? But God said, no. Solomon will build that house for me. Your son will do that for me. And God chose Bathsheba's son. He's suffering God. Who can tell him what to do? God give us grace. Because sometimes we condemn people. We look down upon people. We despise one another. For no just reason. For no just... Look at Rahab. The harlot. The harlot. Yet out of that woman, the seed, Christ came. That land of that harlot, the Savior came in. I said, God have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. God's ways are past finding out. We serve him by faith. Amen. That's why the prophet taught us the importance of revelation by the Spirit of God to the true believer can never be overemphasized. He said revelation gives prevailing power. Hallelujah. It gives authority over the devil. Revelation. With the revelation of God in our heart, the gates of faith will not prevail. We will prevail. Sure. Hey, church, God help us. We are living in the exciting time, you know. We are living in a time that people think that, oh yeah, God has failed, the message has failed. People looking for fault here and there, of this against William Brown. This, what a pity. In this great hour, when we can see this word, this message becoming real every day, everything that is happening today in the world, a prophet has spoken. Even the own behavior of the people, it has been spoken. Their own behavior is vindicating the message. The make believers stick on until he finds some fault. So the behavior of these people they call it Abraham community. Abraham. They went out from among us because they are not part of it. Amen. If they had been part of us, they would have stayed. Amen. Scriptures. Amen. And if you know who a prophet is, the Bible tells us that Elijah was a man of like passion as we are. What would he have done in the days of Elijah after he has killed 400 men? Because of Jezebel, he ran away. One woman, Jezebel said, Elijah did what? He killed them. Okay. Tomorrow by this time, he will be like one of them. Elijah said, this woman is a bad woman. Away. The prophet ran away. If you have been in the days of Elijah, what would you have done with the message of Elijah? Huh? You don't know who a prophet is. It's of a great importance to know who a prophet is. Amen. What would you have done with the message in Jonah? When God sent Jonah to go to Nineveh, he was running away to Tarsus. He said, I know the way you are. That's why when you were sending him, I didn't want to go. He was talking to God that way. Until when he got into the ship going to Tarsus, and then God sent the wind on the way and the storm on the way, and they find out from him, who are you? Where from you? He said, I am a prophet of God. I am running away from God. He said, hey. He said, don't worry. Throw me into the sea. Put me into the water. Oh, no. We cannot do that. Well, I've told you what I have to tell you. Yes, I've told you. What you need to know, what you need to hear, the word of the Lord, I have told you. Throw me to the water. And they said, this is too much for us. We cannot do that. Okay. Well, I've told you what to do. And they want to help God. They want to do something. They want to modify the message. They want to make it, you know, something nice. Present. And God said, hey, you better do what the prophet said you should do. Throw him into the water. It was difficult for them to do, but they have to throw him. And the only way they had peace was to obey the prophet's message. And our peace lays in obedience to the message of the messenger. Amen. Do what the messenger says. And when they threw him into the water, God was already there with a big fish. God knew what to do. Hey, God rules in the affairs of men. When they threw him, the big fish took him to the destination. Ambulance. Emergency. God is God. And listen, he's watching over his word and he will perform it. And Brother Branham said, he will fulfill it to the letter. To the letter. He knows what to do to bring the word to pass. May God give us grace. Just to stay with the word of the Lord and obey. It does not matter what this one said. What was not spoken against Jesus? What was not spoken against Jesus? The Lord of glory. They call him Beelzebub. They call him gluttonous person. They call him this, one baba, this, that. The Lord himself. They call him illegitimate born child. They call him son of devil. They all kinds of names. But it didn't change the ministry. The message remained intact. And I used to say, what about if you were there and Jesus, because when he went to the house of Zacchaeus, they were, how can this man be on? Look at that. How can he go to the house of Zacchaeus? How can he take picture with Zacchaeus? How can he go and eat with Zacchaeus? So what? it doesn't change the message. When he was at the backside, and Peter and the rest met Jesus, and even they were surprised that he was speaking with a woman. Not just a woman, a harlot. And they wonder, why should he speak to a woman like that? So what? Our ways are not his ways. Listen, brethren. Don't let any of these things move you from the message. This should not be even a question. No, what question? I don't have time for it. When I've seen God vindicated, I've seen the word made flesh, I've seen God. No, Paul said, none of these things did move us. This will not move the elect. It makes us to be more grounded and rooted. Because if these things don't happen, then that means the message is not a true message. I don't care what anybody says. Let those who are, where is their own vindication? Where is their vindication? With all this vindication, you look, somebody with that, whatever, will say something against the prophet, and then say, ah, the brother said this. May God help us. Don't move an inch. Because of all the prophets that have been on earth, there has never risen a prophet greater than William Branham. Huh? I'm telling you what he said. And what the witnesses said about it. What the witnesses said about it. There's never risen a prophet greater than William Branham since the days of Enoch. Like one brother said, if William Branham was wrong, then God will be held responsible. Because how can you vindicate a man this way? And you leave the man in error. And the prophet said, do you think God will give me the ministry he has given me and vindicate it all over the world and leave me in error? He said, certainly not. He said, I know where I am standing. He said, do you think God will give me such a ministry? Vindicate it all over the world with signs and things that has never been done and leave me in error? How possible? Don't let the devil create any doubt in your mind. If there is anything, drop it down. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah. This is our life. Amen. When Miriam and Aaron spoke against the prophet, they said because he married an Ethiopian woman. Now he's telling us that we should not marry from anywhere. After you have gone to marry an Ethiopian woman, you say, we should just marry from our own house. We shouldn't marry outside. But you went and married an Ethiopian woman. And God said, Miriam, you don't come here. What are you speaking against my prophet? You don't fear. To speak against my prophet. He said, if any of you is spiritual, dream or prophet, I give them dreams and visions. But this man, I speak mouth to mouth, lip to lip with the man. This man, Moses. Because of that, Miriam was struck with leprosy. There are many leprous people today. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Thank God for Malachi 4. Amen. Thank God for our day. Amen. Thank God for our message. Amen. Feed on the word. Amen. Because it continues to become plainer and unfolding. Amen. every day. Stay with it. Oh, hallelujah. Don't move away from the partner. Stay with the partner. God's way of bringing his word to his people is by the means of a prophet. Isaiah, Jeremiah, they were people, men of like passion. If you have lived in their days, it would have been a different story. If you have lived in their days, because Moses, every one of them, they had shortcomings. Moses had shortcomings. He had his temper. Even when God said, speak to the rod, he smote the rod. He smote the rod. The water came all right. The water came and the people drank. It was God that said, hey, I told you to do this, didn't do it. But when he smote the rock, God gave him the water. Because Brother Brown said, whether they fall, they rise or fall, is unto their master. Not to anybody. God help us. Stay with the word. Stay with the pattern. Hey, we are not of them that fall back. We are those who fall back, they go into perdition. We are not of them. Some will fall away. Some will fall away. It is a prophecy. May God be with us. May God's grace be upon us. To be among those that will believe to the end. God told David, you're not going to build me the house, but your son will do it. And the scripture said, and David gave to Solomon the pattern of all that he received by the Spirit of God. And then Solomon, he sent people all over the world with a blueprint to go and cut the stone and cut the timber. And he said, every one of them followed the pattern, the blueprint. Until when they came together to build that house, there was no sound or saw for 46 years or 48 years, 46 years when the temple was being built. Because everything was cut according to the pattern, according to the blueprint. Oh, God, help us. Stay with the pattern. Don't hide. Don't take anything. Let's just walk in the light. Amen. Children of the light, keep walking in the light. Watch and see more unfold. Woo! Glory. Yes, sir. It is unfolding every day. It's becoming brighter and glorious every day. It's getting sweeter, sweeter as the day goes by. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm getting excited. Let me just hold myself and let you know.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen. Amen. And they cut and they brought it all together. Stay with the pattern. You don't just have to move. And when you read the scripture in the days of David, when he was bringing the ark back to Jerusalem, back to the place he built for it, and he put it on a new cart. Because the Philistines did that before. When the ark was taken by the Philistines and they were bringing it back, they were sending it back, they put it on a new cart. And oh, they did it that way. And so David also put it on a new cart. And everybody, well, everybody is doing something like that. Why not? We don't do what everybody does. We have a pattern to follow. You don't just do things because somebody is doing it. No, 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 no. I don't believe in that. No, no, no. Don't follow the crowd. Oh, everybody is. No, 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 no. I don't believe in that as I walk. I don't follow crowd. No, 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 no. There is a pattern to follow. There is a message that has been given to us. Oh, this other, this sister did that, this other brother did that, this other church, this other... Not me. There is a pattern to follow.
Amen.
The prophet of God said, many a times we don't get to Christ. He said, we get one another's spirit.
Yes,
instead of getting the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Get the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Be born again. Let the Spirit of Christ come and dwell in us.
Amen.
Then you will not be a copycat.
Amen.
We are pace setters. We set the pace for people to follow.
Yes,
because we have God.
Amen.
We have Christ in us. We have life. We have the light of the day.
Amen.
So we don't just follow, oh, these people are doing it and the people did this. I don't care what anybody did. There is a pattern to follow.
Amen. Amen.
Noah stayed with the pattern. That's why we have been called out. That's why we have been separated. A peculiar people.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope I'm not looking funny to you.
No, brother.
If I, that's fine.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I tell people, you think this boy is crazy. I say, yeah, but this is good craziness.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
It is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
To those who believe.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I feel like they fed on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
They said this boy had filled with new wine.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This one from above.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Woo. God is so good to us. He's good. We have been blessed. We are the most blessed people that are living on the face of this earth. We are the most blessed. The most privileged people. The most honored people. The most blessed. We are the ones. Oh, God, let us know who we are. Woo! Glory! And when you get that revelation, brother, ah, praise the Lord. The son said, I'm happy as a bird that is free. Since Jesus set me free. We are free. We are on our way to the promised land. We are bound for the rapture. We are the people going. Yes, in our day. Listen, there are some of us here that will not die. That will see the rapture. The changing of the body. Some of us here will not. We will not die.
Amen.
Yes. It's a promise. It's our day.
Yes.
Everything is pointing to that hour.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Don't put the ark on a new cart. Don't follow the fashions of today. The pleasures of this. Don't follow it. Go the original way. And when they put it on the new cart and they were bringing it and stumble a little and who's that? And don't touch it. I'm alive. I'm awake. I am watching over my word. I'm watching over my order. I'm watching over my pattern. Don't touch it. The Bible says, and David feared that day. He feared God. He said, hey, this God is still alive. He said, this God, you don't play with him. And he went back to the scriptures to search. And when he went back and searched and sought, consult here and then checked the scriptures and went back to the blueprint, he said, oh, yeah. We were wrong. We didn't do according to the order. And they call the Levites,
yes,
sanctify yourselves.
Hallelujah.
He called the musicians. He called everybody. And the church was set in order.
Amen.
And the Levites, they took the ark.
Yes.
The original way to carry the ark.
Amen.
with the musicians, with everything in order. And they begin to move. And they just carry it reverently. Dedicated men consecrated themselves. And they carry it according to the pattern. And David went before the ark, jumping, dancing, praising God, worshiping, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. I thought somebody would jump into praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And they begin to worship. And they begin to praise God. And they begin to glorify God. And he leaped and jumped before the ark. And he was worshiping. And it was, it took the starchiness out of him. It took the coldness out of him. It took the lukewarmness out of him. All the superstitions that went off from him. And he danced and he slowed further. It's, I don't care. And he just worship the Lord. Let's forget about ourselves. And consecrate on him. And worship the Lord. If you can't sing in the house of God, if you can't worship in the house of God, why will you do it? If you are not free in the house of God, why will you be free? If we cannot clap here, where are you going to clap? You cannot sing. Hey, open your mouth wide and praise God. Sure. David said, open your mouth wide. Open. Yes, sir. Forget about all this diplomacy. What are you doing? Is it clapping? Is this clapping? Is it clapping? The Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He's the great king over all the earth. Clap your hands and worship the king. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. This is the Hallelujah Square.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory.
And David's wife said, look at what he's doing there. Look at what he's doing. Dance until your rope has fallen down. And when David came back to that, he blessed the nation. He blessed the people. He came home. The wife said, ah, so what did you do today? You made me embarrassed. You done until your roof fell down? The whole king of Israel before everybody? Oh, what is that? David said, excuse me, madam. You know what I was doing? I was dancing before the God that chose me to be king above your father. And those people that you said they would despise me, they will praise me, they will honor me. I'm dancing before God. I'm worshiping before God. I am praising the living God. And the Bible said because of that, God shut the womb of that woman. She never gave birth. Because of what she said. Just be careful. Stay with the pattern. They move away from it. And they will pull the ark back as the original way of carrying the ark. God was pleased with that. He took the statuesness away. God don't want us to leave that pattern at all. That's why in the days of Elijah, when he met the first prophet, Elijah told them, you are many, you start first on Mount Carmel. And when they did, at the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah came. He says, okay. Because there is a pattern. At the time of the evening sacrifice. When they were leaving Egypt, it was at the evening time. The Passover was still at the evening time. Jesus died at the evening time. So there is a pattern. And Elijah followed the pattern. And he said, Lord, I have done all this at your command. Let the fire fall. May God bring us into the pattern so that the fire will fall. The glory will come down. When Solomon dedicated the temple, because he did everything according,
the glory of the Lord came down because he followed the pattern. The prophet said, why did I come baptizing in the name of the Lord? He said, I'm following the pattern. Irrespective of our color and our race and our location, it's just one pattern.
Yes, that's right.
He told us about a man that built a house and he was given the blueprint. And then when he was working, he said, it's no need to have this one there. It's no need. The windows have too many, this one, or whatever. And he changed. He did what he thought was right. And then when he finished and he gave the key, brought and to the owner, and they said, sir, what happened here? What did you leave the window there? And he said, oh, I thought it was not necessary. He said, sir, if you want me to pay you, break it down and do it according to the blueprint.
Right.
We don't want to have any problem at the end of the road. Therefore, we must check and make sure we stay with the pattern. Because God hasn't changed the pattern. He has not changed it. He will never change it. That's why in every generation, the light comes through one man. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the ages. The message came to the messenger. Unto the angel of the church, write.
Yes.
So one messenger. And from that one messenger, others that have been faithfully taught, they take the same message and give it out. There is a pattern to follow. Irrespective of your color and your race, one pattern. Don't change it. It's just one Holy Ghost. It does not change his behavior in the black, in the yellow, in the blue, in the Chinese. No. I've seen Chinese man that is drunk before. Whether Chinese, American, African, when they are drunk, they are drunk. Their faces look the same. Oh, yeah. They act the same. They behave the same because they are controlled by the same Spirit. And when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, our behavior, our conduct, our action will be the same. It does not matter our color and our race. It will be the same. The pattern has not changed. Let's get back to the pattern. Let's stay with the pattern. Because at the end of the day, he will be looking for the pattern. Our life, Brother Branham said, as Christ walks in the midst of the candlesticks, the churches, he examines our lives by the blueprint that he has given. The blueprint that he has given. The message of our day. That's what he examines our lives by. That's the pattern. Don't move away from it. No matter where we find ourselves to be, may God give us grace to stay with that pattern. God bless you, church. Stay with the pattern. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be baptized. Repent and be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And be filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember, he said God has no grandsons and granddaughters. Everybody must pass through the same process. We must use the same pattern. God help us as we examine our lives daily by the blueprint. As we examine our conduct by the blueprint. Whatever we are doing today, we should examine it by the blueprint. The pattern that has been given to us. Because it has never changed and it will never change. This little church here, whatever church they are, no matter the size of the church, it must be the same pattern. And it will produce the same bride. A wet bride. And then where you go, the Holy Ghost behaves the same. If you take a goat from America to Africa, it's still a goat. It will never change. I was in Poland one time, and the brother, he cannot speak English, I cannot speak Polish. And he said, Timothy, we're eating. He said, you know what we are eating? I said, he said, goo, 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 goo. So I said, oh, chicken. He said, ah. So then I knew that the chicken in Poland, they also make cuckoo like the one in Africa. Yeah. So, it does not matter where the Christian is, where the Christian goes, when the Holy Ghost is there, it's the same result. It will do the same way. It will act the same way. It will live the same life. God be with you, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. There are so many songs to sing after that service. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you stand and stretch your legs? Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's wonderful. Do you want to try 89? Amen. Amen. Let's just sing a few songs and we'll have Brother Simon Peter close us in prayer. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced.
Oh, it's man.
manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, you clap, God's chosen bride, redemption drawing nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. One more time. Oh, yes, it's manifesting time. Did you see him tonight? On the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption's drawing nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Oh, the voice of my beloved, behold, he quickly comes, sweeping over the mountains, over the hills he runs. Oh, I long to hear his voice, I long to hear him say, arise, my love, my fear, once come away. Oh, yes, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, the cap got chosen bride, redemption's on the line. He's a lovely one, coming in plain view. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Brother Simon, Peter, if you would close in prayer for us.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto you tonight, Lord, for bringing us together into your house to fellowship around your word, reminding of the pattern that you set for us, you sent to us in this end time. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will come in our hearts, Lord, and help us, Lord, to stay with the pattern, never to deviate from it. Pray you bless the word in our hearts as we go. May we ponder, meditate, and pray over it, Lord, that it will bring forth fruit of righteousness. Bless the church. Bless us, our brother who brought forth the word. Bless the officers and the pastor of this church, and give grace unto each and every one of us. As we go, may the angel of the Lord go with us. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just felt like we saw Jesus tonight. Amen. And I just appreciate our brother humbling himself and allowing himself to get out of the way so that we could be in his presence. Amen. And as you're dismissed, don't forget to pray for Pastor Elijah, Brother Elijah. And remember that this is the time to push. So we're inviting people to come and hear the word of God. Amen. So let's sing, Jesus is the sweetest name I know, QFC. And you may be dismissed whenever you feel ready. Oh, Jesus, the sweetest name.